KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, a divisive election year, and strained budgets are all topics that can create tension in the workplace. NCRC can help workplace leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, April 9th. Protesters greeted Education Secretary Linda McMahon at a conference yesterday. More on that next, but first, the headlines. San Diego County is looking to speed up DNA testing in hundreds of sexual assault cases and dozens of cold case homicides. The County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved a request from the Sheriff's Department to pay a local company to help with the backlog. According to the Union Tribune, Verogen uses advanced technology that's able to test DNA faster. The board approved a no-bid contract with Verogen worth up to $760,000. Voting in the county supervisor's special primary election in District 1 wrapped up yesterday. The election can be won in the primary if any candidate receives more than 50% of the vote. With seven people running, the race is expected to go to a general election runoff July 1st. For the latest on the election results, check out the KPBS Voter Hub online at kpbs.org. With the recent drop in the stock market and the risk of recession looming, Gas Buddy says drivers can expect lower fuel prices. That's because a slowing economy reduces demand for oil, which is already at its lowest price since 2021. The national average for a gallon of gas is about $3.25, but could drop below $3 if tariffs are not scaled back soon. The average price in San Diego County sits at $4.90. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Cuba's Malpaso Dance Company, performing mixed repertoire, including works by Ronald K. Brown and Efrat Ashari on Tuesday, April 29th at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. Visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon appeared at a conference in downtown San Diego yesterday morning. Education reporter Katie Anasta says she was greeted by about two dozen protesters.
At an education technology conference Tuesday morning, McMahon said funding to support students with disabilities and those from low-income families won't go away.
That funding isn't stopping. The Title I funding isn't stopping.
But last week, the Education Department told states it could withhold Title I funding from schools over their diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. About two dozen people protested outside the conference. Jay Steiger teaches history in Poway.
I come from, like most of us, a purple family. We were across the political spectrum. The thing that used to unite us is we were all in favor of public education. And so seeing it become this political football is really disheartening.
The department has asked state education agencies to sign a letter declaring that their schools comply with their interpretation of civil rights law. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Stocks continue to fall because of tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says that's injecting more uncertainty into the city of San Diego's budget.
San Diego doesn't bet on the stock market, but its pension fund does. So when stock market returns don't meet expectations, city taxpayers have to make up the difference. Charles Modica is the city's independent budget analyst. He says tariffs could drive up inflation, which hits the city just like it hits consumers. Even worse is the threat of a recession.
That directly impacts the city's revenues in that folks are spending less on consumer goods, so the city's sales tax receipts will decline, potentially less business or leisure travel, which could result in decreases to our hotel tax revenue.
Mayor Todd Gloria has a deadline of April 15th to present a draft budget to the city council. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Since 2022, San Diego County has had a program that helps immigrants who need legal assistance. Now, as reporter John Carroll tells us, a county supervisor wants to change and extend the program.
Justice for all!
About 25 people rallied in front of the county administration building Tuesday afternoon. They were there to support a proposal by acting chair of the board, Tara Lawson Reamer. That proposal to extend and change the Immigrant Legal Defense Program had failed moments before due to a lack of a quorum on the board. Lawson Reamer says it's critical to extend the program due to what she calls the Trump administration's lawless actions against immigrants. She says it's especially important to help immigrant children get due process.
So the Immigrant Legal Defense Program would make sure that kids who are here don't have to stand in a courtroom, a four-year-old, a six-year-old by themselves.
Lawson Reamer says she'll bring the proposal back up once a new District 1 supervisor is elected. John Carroll, KPBS News.
For decades, the Imperial Valley has been a refuge for a tiny bird that's slowly disappearing elsewhere in California. The region is home to more than 60% of the state's burrowing owls, tiny brown owls that nest in underground tunnels. But as Corey Suzuki reports, the state is now asking whether those owls need more protection.
The sun is setting as Wendy Miller pulls her white Nissan up along a dusty embankment, just a few miles from the Salton Sea. She points out the window at a tiny tunnel in the ground.
Yeah, the entrance to their burrow, it's like, is it under the log? I can't remember.
When you meet Wendy, she seems like a pretty serious person. She's a lawyer, a public defender here in the Imperial Valley, who represents foster kids and minors facing prosecution. But she also has this infectious laugh that spills out every so often. Like when she sees the tiny bird peering out at us from just across the embankment, a western burrowing owl. Burrowing owls are the reason Wendy moved here just a few years ago. In the mornings and evenings, she moonlights as a wildlife photographer, roaming around the county to document the birds that live near the Salton Sea. The tiny 9-inch tall owls with their brown feathers and wide yellow eyes are her favorite subjects.
They seem like little people because there's an intelligence there that you can feel, and a curiosity that's just, it's endearing.
The Imperial Valley is home to the largest population of burrowing owls in California. Experts say that's because of the network of canals that wind through the valley, carrying water from the Colorado River to the region's fields of lettuce, carrots, and other crops.
The crop types themselves predict where burrowing owls are going to be.
Peter Bloom is a zoologist who has worked with burrowing owls here. He says they tend to live close to fields of alfalfa, one of Imperial County's top crops.
As the alfalfa grows and matures, the arthropod population, that is insects, spiders, scorpions, and such, increases also. And burrowing owls in the desert in particular feed most on insects.
Bloom says that combination of the canals, which create places for the owls to live, and the farms, which create more food, have allowed the species to thrive. But in almost every other part of California, it's a different story. Across the state, burrowing owls have been disappearing over the last 20 years, especially in coastal regions like San Diego, Monterey, and the Bay Area. Conservation groups say that's largely because of decades of suburban expansion, paving over the places where the owls live. In some cases, they also blame solar and wind farms.
So, we're kind of in an emergency situation now.
Jeff Miller is a senior conservation advocate with the National Environmental Group, the Center for Biological Diversity. He's not related to Wendy.
We're on the verge of losing them from most areas of the state probably in the next couple decades if we don't do something drastic.
Last year, the center submitted a petition to the California Fish and Game Commission, along with several other conservation groups, asking the state to list the burrowing owl as an endangered or threatened species. Either of those new designations would give the species new legal protection from being killed or removed from their habitats. That decision could have big implications for the Imperial Valley. The farming industry is nervous about new environmental regulation. The region is also hoping to increase its renewable energy sector. In a letter last year, the Imperial County Board of Supervisors argued that listing the species could hurt those industries and limit job prospects in the region. They asked the state to carve out an exemption for Imperial County.
We didn't want Imperial Valley agricultural interests feeling like they were being picked out.
Jeff says conservation groups are also split on what to do in the Imperial Valley. Some say owls here are facing too many risks, but Jeff worries about the political opposition that might come from farmers and other industries.
As long as they keep generally doing things that keep burrowing owls around and allow them to exist, there's probably no reason to have to list that population.
At their meeting in October, state officials seemed open to striking a balance. Here's Fish and Game Commissioner Erica Zavaleta.
It's not this choice we have to make between renewable energy or housing or food production and protecting wildlife. We have shown as a state we can do both. If anyone can do both, we can.
Wendy Miller certainly hopes that's the case. She agrees that the Imperial Valley may need a more nuanced approach.
It would be terrible to lose them. But I think you have to take into account human needs too. And you have to figure out how to balance that.
Back near the Salton Sea, we turn to leave the owls behind. Wendy says her goodbyes.
So yeah, this is really special, and I hope that people don't screw it up.
The state has another 6 months to evaluate the health of burrowing owls and make a final decision. In Calipatria, Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. For your next listen, check out the KPBS Midday Edition podcast this afternoon. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Maracal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.